Obviously, we know the meeting's going to be recorded, which we'll put up on the website after this. We've got quite a few people on the phone, and hopefully after our last one, with the feedback we got about the phone lines, and obviously hopefully the sound up the back is a bit better now. We've improved our microphones and our phone line, so hopefully everyone now will have a better experience if you're dialing in or if hey, you're sitting up the back. So welcome everybody to the next customer workshop for NTP. I'm really focusing on the next releases. We're really sort of, you know, that the meat's going to be on the bones of the software that's going to be on our development environments. Good to see a lot of familiar faces that have turned up again today. So, and also there's some new ones. So I guess for the new ones, my name's Paul Stonham. I'm leading sort of the customer readiness team here for the NTP project. We'll also hear today from Dima, who'll go into the content and market structure. We'll also hear from Cardiff, again, for those that were here last time, is the senior manager of our new TAM team, and we're at full complement now of all our TAMs. So Cardiff will give you an overview on the production connectivity now, and again, we'll be commencing rollout of that quite soon. We'll do a bit of Q&A after that, and then we'll get Dave McCulloch to get up and give you a little bit of a demo of the ASX-provided front-end for derivatives and also a bit of an overview on pre-trade risk management. For those on the phone, we've actually uploaded about 3 webinars today on the website, and also for anybody here that, you know, may need to leave early or wants a bit of a refresher, there's 3 webinars on the website now where Dave's recorded a few things on how to set up accounts, how to set up shared order groups, and a bit of an overview of the trading terminal as well. I appreciate you coming tonight. Obviously, we're sort of hitting Christmas party time, so we'll try and keep this as concise as we can do, because you may have other places to go. So, but again, we will have a few drinks and nibbles afterwards, and obviously feel free to approach anyone with an ASX name tag or even anyone with an ASX shirt on and have a chat and ask any questions that you may not get a chance to ask when we break out for our Q&A session. All right, so project update. Everything's on track still for the 11th of April, and what we're doing this weekend with release 4 is really going to get a long way to being there. So at this stage, the way our project's planning, we're still on track, and the way we've planned it out, the next slide's got the timeline on it, which I'll go over, but all still on target to meet 11th of April. 30th of November release, which is this weekend, release 4. That'll happen on sort of Friday night, Saturday morning, so any of those of our customers that have got nothing better to do than test on Friday night, we'll give you Friday night off, and it'll be back up and running sort of over the weekend and definitely Monday morning. It's going to have, again, the majority of functionality, and all the specifications will also be final by Monday. But again, we're not as naive to think that everything's going to be perfect from the 30th. So again, there will be some corrective releases planned, some bug fixes, and ultimately, you know, customer feedback after this next release will play an important part to see whether we need to change any of our documentation or any bugs are reported and things like that. We currently have now over 20 customers on the customer development environment, and obviously ASX loves acronyms, so the CDE, for those that have sort of not looked on the document library or not been to a few of these, is our customer development environment. So we've got over 20 customers on there now. Some have been there since day one when we first sort of put our alpha and beta release on, and we've really appreciated you know, their candid feedback, their testing and things like that. And we've also now given... we've got the full end-to-end environment, including the Genium clearing system. We've now got a few customers testing sort of full end-to-end. So any customers that sort of haven't connected yet, I'd suggest sort of, you know, most of you have, I think, filled your forms out and you're just in the process of, but you're probably, you know, falling behind a little bit if you're not already on there and finding out what the CDE is all about and what the new software is all about, especially after this weekend. So DDE is available from the 30th. So again, DDE is the dedicated development environment. So that's a stand, as we sort of in the documentation, sort of we've sent out and explained that before. That's the dedicated development environment. So that's virtual environments that can be spun up just for individual firms. So there's no bystander impact. You get your own IDs, and then you get a couple of generic IDs to trade against and things like that. So if you want to do automated scripted testing, there's no chance anyone playing in that pond with you. And because, you know, we've only got limited number of those, the normal testbed charters will apply for DDE, but as we sort of said from day one, the customer development environment will put no charge for participants and vendors. We sent an email out a couple of weeks ago as well, just saying that a production rollout's going to start commencing, so we're going to be start to go out to customers' ASX net sites, installing gateways, upgrading switches if they haven't been upgraded yet, and in the next coming weeks, we'll once again, Cardiff sort of shows everybody how the new ALC topology will work for ASX 24. We'll be starting to run the new 10 gig fibre cables to customers' cabinets as well. So, you know, we want that process done, you know, by the time we sort of start doing IWT and all that sort of thing. So again, your cooperation to let our guys in on the dates they need to get let into your data centres to do this, much appreciated. And again, just a reminder, obviously the NTP website and document library is where a lot of key information is. We've just uploaded the webinars, as I've mentioned. We've uploaded the new specs, and by Monday, you know, all the relevant specs will be there for you to download. Videos, recordings of this presentation. So, you know, if you haven't saved this to your favourites, probably a good thing. In terms of the timeline, so again, we had release 2 in October. We had release 3 a few weeks ago. Release 4 is this weekend. So again, this is going to be pretty much the 99% or complete release, bar some corrective releases and things like that. And then once we sort of move into sort of mid to late February, we'll have everybody connected to production, and we'll sort of enable connectivity to the actual environment that will be the production environment. So from about mid to late Feb, you can start logging in, setting up your users, you know, even again doing a few test trades, finalising your accreditation certifications, that sort of thing. And then obviously we'll complete, start industry-wide testing around the 6th of March. And again, we know that that weekend does coincide with the go-live of T+2 for the equities settlements and equities clearers. So again, on that first weekend, we're going to try and leave as much sort of, you know, clearing sort of testing out of that and concentrate clearing more on the second and third weekends of IWT. But on those weekends, that's where we're going to be going through what the cutover is going to look like. Obviously, it's going to have to be a big bang. It'll have to be, you know, the existing system on the Friday night, Monday's trade date, the new system on Monday morning, Monday's trade date. So we'll be running through those scenarios, performance testing, failover testing, all that sort of thing. But again, what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks as well is yeah, putting a time in, probably Friday afternoon, where we'll actually do a failover on the CDE from a primary to secondary. So again, customers that want to sort of do that testing, they'll know it'll occur, you know, every Friday at a certain time. And then once we do our weekend maintenance, the fallback will be back on the primary on Monday. So again, any cooperation with our customers in terms of letting us in to get the production stuff installed is going to be key for us hitting these dates. And then once it's installed, you can pretty much start, you know, you know, doing your account configurations, doing your final testing, and all that sort of stuff as well. So what I might do now is I can probably pause for any questions, albeit there'll be some a little bit later on. Otherwise, I'll hand over to Dima to go into a bit more detail for our more technically minded guests in terms of the specs and things like that.
Can you hear me okay in the back?
It's really valuable that you've been testing with us as a new way of working for the ASX, having fairly beta releases out to customers. And especially those of you that are connected back in August and September testing and giving us that feedback. I see a lot of questions coming through from the TAM, and my team looks at your questions in the test cases, and it's really important feedback for us, feedback to Mobile, to improve the way we test, and we need to understand how to use the system, how to use the platform. So I'm going to give you an update on the release which is coming next week, the specifications that were released, and a little bit about market structure.
Got the specs in here. So a big focus of release 4 was fixed market data. So You would see that we published the final fixed market data and fixed order entry specifications, and there were a lot of changes, especially in the market data specification. So we've done a lot of development over the last 2 months in that area. So we've introduced a new subscription, so the fixed full and fixed light. So I'll talk about that in a bit more detail on the next slide. We've changed the way that the market data requests work. So previously, you had to request market data for individual symbols. We've changed that, and now you actually request market data for segments of the market. I'll talk about the structure of the market and why that's relevant to you later on. We've also changed the status so we kept working on spreads, so testing interest spreads. If you're interested in cycle length, you'll notice this is more implied price interest. Trade statistics. So you'll see trade statistics being updated in market data in the next release. And the terminal. So I encourage everyone to use the terminal. It's definitely helpful in testing, but it's also got some interesting features that we've added that David will illustrate later on, as well as the admin and risk terminal. So in this release, we have a file upload capability. So for your pre-trade risk management, you can upload accounts and update limits from a CSV file. And that'd be very useful going forward and during migration. Okay, so we've published the final specifications. There are one or two updates which we'll make. We'll make those by the 30th. So the fixed drop copy is still outstanding, so that will be published on the 30th, as well as one or two small changes to the fixed market data and fixed order entry. So I mentioned before about subscription access profiles. So when we go live, we will have two fixed market data services. We'll have one that's closer to production on Cycom today. So that's really a market by level and trade by level type of fixed market data service. So when you get trades, when one order matches a number of resting orders, you actually get coalesce trades in market data. So there might be 10 fills at a price level, you get one message with the aggregate quantity. So that's what we call trade by level. So in the fixed light subscription, you'll continue to see that level of market data where it's basically aggregated market data. If you're getting market depth, so you can get up to five levels of market depth, in fixed light, each level will be aggregated. So you'll get the total volume at each price level. You won't get the individual orders. The only exception to that is top of book. So in Cycom, you can get the top 10 orders that are top of book, so you'll continue to be able to get that with fixed light. But if there happens to be more than 10 orders, you'll get more than 10. So you'll get all the orders that are at the top price level in fixed light. Fixed full, that's basically what you have in CDE. So you can request everything. It's similar to each in content. You get every order, every trade, all the security definition, session status. So really you can choose between fixed, full, and each depending on what you like. So there's not much business differences in business content in those two services. I should add, for the fixed lights, so we've created some sessions, some market data sessions in CDE. If you would like to test fixed light, you need to ask CTS or your TAM to create a new user with fixed light. So all of your market data users are full users at the moment. Okay, and we've also made a number of changes to messages. So if you look at the Delta document that was released along with the specification, that's probably the best place to start. So if you get the new spec and the Delta document alongside it, then you can quickly track the changes that have been made between release 3 and release 4. So in fixed market data, we've removed the security status, the e-message. That's been removed because now you will request market data at a segment level. So if you want interest rates, so you say if you want to get market data for 10-year bonds, then you can subscribe to interest rates and you'll get your 10-year bond futures options, everything. I'll go through the structure later on. Whereas before you would send an e-message for, say, XTZ5, you'd get market data for XTZ5. So that's a big change. So to facilitate that, we've done a lot of work on the market data request, the e-message. So we've added some additional tags, 1300 and 1301, which will represent the segments of the market that you want to get data for. We've added the C and the D messages. So that's on the order entry server. So this is to create user-defined combinations. But that has been in the test environment for some time, but it wasn't in the specification. So now you'll be able to test it properly with the specification. So there's two types of user-defined combinations you can create. There's the net price, which is like the ASX trade market, the tailor-made combination, very similar to that. And there's the absolute price, which is closer to the custom market. And that's a combination of a fixed leg and a number of legs at a net price. So you can have up to six legs. The first leg can be fixed price. So you can do F&O type strategies. Trading session status, so we're moving away from the individual status for an order book. We're sending out segment information. So if all the SPY futures open, you will get a session message for that segment. So you'll get a message saying that the AP futures are open. You won't get the individual expiries. And we've added quote requests to the specification. So that one, if you've read the version that's up there, we just have to make a slight change. So the quote request is in both order entry and market data specifications. So you enter them through order entry, and they come out on market data. And there's also an associated request, AH, to subscribe to those. So they're the biggest changes. And I thought it was useful just to talk about the market structure. This is how we configure the system, configure the reference data in the system. And it's relevant for us to operate the market, but it is also relevant for you to understand how we configure the system, because a lot of the features that you use are set on one of these levels. So at the top level, we have the exchange, the market, XSFE and ZFX. So when you're sending us an order free fix, you put that in tag 207. So that will change in this release. So currently you're putting ASX underscore F. In release 4, you need to change it to one of those two. Then you have your market list. So we've grouped like securities. So we have interest rates, index, commodities, energy. We've got the New Zealand. We've got two segments for user-defined combos, one for Aussie dollar and one for New Zealand dollar. So that level is relevant for your fixed market data. So you can subscribe to market data at that level. The segment level is important for a lot of the market microstructure, like your tick sizes, your session schedules. The segments will have those in common. Well, the tick size can be an exception. We can change the tick size on an individual instrument, but typically the tick size will be common to a segment. This is also relevant for your trading protection limits. So David will demonstrate how you set your trading protection limits, which is basically your price reasonability. That tends to be common for a segment. So, you know, for your SPY, you might want to set 50 points for your price reasonability, or say 25 points. So you can set that for the whole segment, and then all the futures under that segment will inherit that limit. So that's quite important to understand when you're setting up a lot of these parameters. The other parameter that you would set is your pre-trade risk management. So that's actually done at this level where we have instruments. These are tradable instruments, and these are the actual commodities behind them. So you set your net long, net short, maximum order, delta, and multiplier on the instrument level, and David will show you how to set that up in your admin terminal. And then underneath here, we actually have the tradable instruments, the actual inquiries and option series that you trade. So for these, if you're looking at each, all the each messages will be at this level. So you will get security definition, you will get order book updates at that level, one for each tradable instrument. Whereas FIX, you'll get a combination of segment level messages and tradable instrument level messages. So yeah, that's just to give you a bit of an idea of how we configure the market and where you apply certain configurations and interact with the system. The other two areas I wanted to touch on, you know, the two terminals. So in this release, we've made a couple of enhancements. So we've introduced the spread matrix, and David will give you a demo of all of these. So this can be useful in testing if you want to look at how the implied order generation works, visualize the liquidity. We've got a user-defined combination builder. This is basically a screen that lets you create a strategy and release an order in one step. So in FIX, creating UDC and releasing an order is a two-step process. In our trading terminal, we make it simple for you. We give you a workflow. You can add the leg, put in some prices. You can see market prices. They even be lazy to price the market and then release an order at that price. It's similar to trading TMCs on a lot of GUIs in the equity market. We've also added hotkeys, so basically keyboard shortcuts if you want to enter a buy, you should have to. And make it easier to use. You can configure those how you like. And your admin and risk terminal, so we've added the file upload capability. So you basically create a CSV. There is a protocol about how that works, so it's probably best to talk to your technical account manager and get them to come out and show you how to do it. So this will become very important for migration as we migrate hundreds, if not thousands, of accounts that you have, load up all those limits. Yeah, so that's basically all I had. Do you have any questions?
Just for the account management stuff, would it be possible to export from the existing gateway and then export directly?
It's not easy.
Seen that 50% of the accounts that have been there for 10 to 15 years aren't used. So on an individual by individual basis, we can, but a lot of our customers don't use a lot of the accounts that are in their system at the moment.
Whatever client, I can do that.
Anything for you.
But I love it. That's a good answer.
You have to transform. So the file has a certain
format.
And we'll publish a user guide probably with the next release.
Trading front end, is that accessible on the actual gateway server itself or the standby
The connection is a different connection because it's a DMAPI gateway.
This can sit on your network, but it goes through the ASX net gateways and ASX net to get plus. So it can sit on our hardware. Yes.
Yeah, up the back there.
Does your price reasonability test apply to MTL as well?
MTL? Yeah, so that's a good question, because the price reasonability basically takes the last traded price that session. If there hasn't been a last trader, it takes the price settled. So if the market's a limit order, it takes the best opposing bidder offer. So if the bidder offer is further from the last traded price than your maximum deviation that you've set up, then you would reject. But it would have to be quite a wide market or a very narrow deviation that you've set up for that to happen, because you are trading at the bidder offer with the market to limit.
So you're saying that it only applies to the first opposite price and not the subsequent levels?
That's right. The market to limit takes the best opposing bidder offer, and the order converts into a limit order at that price if it's not traders fully.
So if I have a very large quantity, you can potentially sweep multiple levels beyond?
You can't do that, no.
Okay.
Because it turns into a limit order at the best opposing, so you can't sweep more than one level.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's different to the MLM. And the other one on price reasonability is that it only applies in the open session. So before it used to actually kick in pre-price discovery and leveling, whereas now it will only start to work in the open. So you can set a narrower range. Okay. Well, I'll hand over to Cardiff.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Cardiff Smith. I head up the technical account management function here. I'd just like to say before I start, if you don't know who your technical account manager is, please come and see me after this and I'll make the introduction for you. That's my part today. I'm going to be doing the production connectivity, filling in for a quite pregnant Leanne down here. I think we all agree that unless there's a doctor in the house, the less pressure, the best at the moment. I'll make a start. I'll start with ALC. So as previously notified to the market, there will be new fiber connections required for access to the new trading platform. These will be two cross connects each for each market. So if you trade both markets, obviously you can do the math there. Good news, all services can go down to cross connect, so market data and trading. But of course, if you wanted to separate that up, we can provide more cross connects if you wanted more further separation. It says their cross connects will be private / dirty address supplied by the ASX. You'll have the option of static or BGP for routing. And for addressing, same as today, you can use your own public addressing or ASX will provide you with private. We're going to be contacting you within the coming months or so to arrange a date in the new year to come and start doing this sort of stuff. So obviously we'll book that in with you in advance. ASX Net for domestic, similar to the ALC, will be installing trading gateways on site, two per market. I'm reliably informed that we've already been out there to everybody, so everybody now should have a comms plan for this and a date. I think Paul's kind of mentioned this, but I'd like to emphasize where possible if you can bring this back into your internal projects for NTP, just to make sure it gets the priority. We're coming up to change freeze periods and stuff, so we don't want those dates to slip. So whatever you can do to help there, very much appreciated. Some more details on the slide, to what it means to you in terms of rack space and power, et cetera. I think the main takeaway there is the static routes are no longer required. Default route will now head towards your internal interfaces. I think that's good. for you. And of course, you can use your own addressing as per today. We will also be looking to update the Avaya switches that you have now to new Arista switches at the same time where possible. Some of these have already been done, actually. But if not, we'll try and do it at the same time so I don't have to bother you twice. This is all detailed in a comms pack as well that, has gone out to you as of, I think, yesterday. It was, all done. Okay. So ASXNet for the global clients. You'll notice that this is fairly similar to the ALC, with the difference being that you have the option of RJ45 and single mode up there. So that's really depending on your, data center requirements. I want to be helpful there. Hopefully that is. This is going to be discussed a lot more between infrastructure teams as we go to pull this stuff together. But generally, it's the same. It's fairly similar across the board, two cross-connects for equities, each two for derivatives, shared services across the fiber, private slash 30 address, routing options, static or BGP, and addressing can be yours or ours. That's really it for the three connectivity options, pretty much the same. That's all we have today, apart from the new fiber. I think we're going to go on a Q&A now, but if you had any questions about this, Leanne, in particularly, who this is her other baby, this stuff, will be around.
All guests have been unmuted.
But that's it from me. Like I say, if you don't know your time, come and see me after this, and please take back the date for the ASX Net Trading Gateways to your project teams.
Thanks, Cardiff. So for those on the phone, we're into the Q&A part now. So I think you've been unmuted and probably lost your ears there because I just dropped the microphone. But feel free to ask a question on the phone or otherwise anyone here. I've got a couple of roving microphones. Last bet? No more bets? Anybody? Bueller? No, no, we've got one.
Hello. Hi. Has a decision been made on post-trade amend, whether that's going to be part of NTP?
The 10-minute after post?
Yep.
Most likely that will be removed.
Okay. Most likely. So a final decision has yet to be made, but...
We haven't gone out and told the customers yet. So I mean, we've met with the ASMA committee, we've met with the clearing committee, we've met with some customers. Yeah, so we'll just make a formal announcement on that in the next couple of weeks. But unless there's some major thing happens in the next week or so that changes our mind, or I mean, again, ASMA was fine, the clearing committee was fine, so most likely that will be no longer possible.
Great, thank you.
All right, well, we might we'll move on to Dave McCulloch with a.
All guests have been muted. You can unmute your line by pressing star 6.
For our customers on the phone, you're free to leave the call now if you like. We're just going to be going over a demonstration here, but we've already uploaded those webinars to the NTP website, so if you'd like to see those, feel free to go there. And thanks again for joining us via the phone.